So our time together has come to an end here, and I want to say metta for you. And as I'm saying it, I invite you to say it with me. I'm going to say it nice and slow, and I'm saying it for everyone in this room. And I would like you to connect to at least one, or even more than one, people that the benefit of your practice. You're saying metta, may the benefit of this practice benefit this person. Or you could do groups, but whatever. But it's this pass-through feeling that you are a little different, and that little difference can make a little difference or a big difference to everyone with whom you come in contact. May you be safe from internal and external harm. Say that to yourself. Saying it for others. May you be safe from internal and external harm. And one more time, may use the I form. May I be safe from internal and external harm. May you have a calm, clear mind and a peaceful, loving heart. May you have a calm, clear mind. Just imagine that. And a peaceful, loving heart. May I have a calm, clear mind and a peaceful, loving heart. May you be physically strong, healthy, and vital. May I be strong, healthy, and vital. May you experience love, joy, wonder, and liberating wisdom in this life, just as it is. May you experience love, joy, wonder, and liberating wisdom in this life, just as it is. May I experience love, joy, wonder, and wisdom in this life, just as it is. Gratitude for our Sangha and our practice these days together. Grateful that the Buddha shared his experience. Grateful for all those who've kept it alive through so many centuries. Grateful that it's available now in our time. And grateful that we have an interest. So grateful. May my practice be a benefit in my own thoughts, words, and actions. May it benefit all of those with whom I come in contact to a degree that others are benefited from coming in contact with them. May the benefits of the Dhamma spread far and wide without demand, without preference, without discrimination. May all beings find the path that leads to the end of suffering. I meant to name the teachers, and I don't think I did. Maybe I did. But I'll say them again. The two recent teachers that I've authorized to teach is Ying Chen and Alex Haley, and then it was Dana De Palma and Twerry that I do remember saying this now, and that actually got me to go this far in this direction. So insofar as that's useful, you can thank them. I would not have done it on my own. And that other people are now starting to make little small offerings of this. But these four people, I have laid out the map, and I'm continuing to lay out the map in great depth. So for instance, we just did a recognition retreat. That's a whole, the Buddha everywhere is pointing to recognition. And we did a whole exploration of recognition utilizing this technique, very powerful for understanding Dharma. And I'll be continuing to do that. And that's so it's useful to have be studying with someone who kind of knows the big picture, since it's all interlocking together, that's all closely fit without nails. So we don't use this, we're not nailing it with our ideas about it, but we're relying on our experience to fit together in this way. And I want to thank Sims for all the yearly invitations, and I celebrate Sims' great hospitality. Really wonderful in person, and here it's still palpable through the screen. And all of you whom I know there on this retreat that are Sims students, and it's just that I miss seeing you in person. And those of you, the old Cloud Mountain gang, I really miss you. And that includes you, Spencer and Sheila, but many others here also. Can't name everybody. Just lots of mudita for everybody. And, you know, we don't have to be together to keep the warmth connection in our hearts, do we? So appreciation of your practice, the sincerity of your practice, the courage of your practice. May it continue. May it continue.